Go okay. do an internet search of springy LED, and you will only find things that I have posted.
Okay, Ron, I will quickly introduce you. Well, Ron needs no introduction. He is the guy that flies drones over my head every single year, and every single year I survive. Last year he did Go Without Wires, where he launched illegal weather balloons above China. I mean, above Brussels. Completely legal, by the way. And this year, he strikes back. Ron, why are you striking back? Go ahead. Applause.
So before I get started, I just want to say a big thank you to Marcha, the organizers, the staff, all of the people who worked really hard to create this amazing labor of love called FOSDAM. Let's give it up for them. All right. I'm missing one cable. Here we go. I know there's always a cable. All right. At FOSDAM 2021, we learned to go without wires, and we introduced the Go Bluetooth package. Then, at FOSDAM 2022, we learned to go further without wires, and we showed lots of interesting local area networking with Wi-Fi. Then, last year at FOSDAM 2023, we went to go even further without wires. And in an incredible cliffhanger ending, despite the fact that I accidentally reset my long-range router to factory settings right before my talk, somehow, despite all of that, we managed to release Tiny Global 1 the next day. It was in Hackaday, and all of us are still walking around, so it couldn't have been that illegal, right? So yeah, it was an amazing experience. Now it's FOSDAM 2024, and Go Without Wires strikes back. So I am Ron Evans, technologist for hire. I run a boutique consultancy called The Hybrid Group, where we create the software that makes your hardware work. And we work on some open source projects such as TinyGo. So it turns out our secret plans for Go wireless communication are no longer secret. Something to do with doing a series of talks at an open source conference where it's all streamed on video. I mean, people actually watch this stuff. It's amazing. So let's talk about space. These are all the different network types by spatial scale. At the lowest, we have nano, which would be like body sensors that are like injected into your bloodstream. We have body area networks, which would be like, you know, your pulse oximeter or your, you know, diabetes blood sugar monitors. We have personal area networking, which would be Bluetooth, local area networking, wide area networking. You get the idea. See, there's a whole universe of frequencies still to explore. And thanks to the amazing community around TinyGo, we are doing exactly that. So let's go back in time and see what's been happening. We'll start with the personal area networking Go Bluetooth. So of course it runs on Linux. Actually, there's a new release coming where it'll run on many different versions of Linux because we got rid of the CGO dependencies. Mac OS, of course. Windows, yes, it runs on Windows. There are Windows people out there. And bare metal on Nordic Semiconductor microcontrollers like you saw during Ika's demo. So we now have new bare metal support that we're just introducing, where we support the Bluetooth host controller interface. Host controller interface. You're probably wondering, some of you, what does that mean, man? So a quick overview of a typical wireless embedded device architecture. Hello, there we go. Okay. So we have an embedded device, and a lot of the more professional, serious devices will have two microcontrollers, two processors. The primary one, which is going to communicate with your sensors and displays, and then the secondary, which is going to do your wireless communication, right? Because these microcontrollers generally only have a single core. So how do we do multitasking on single core? It's not easy, all right? So many boards use this exact setup. Boards from Arduino, boards from Adafruit, boards from Seed Studio, many other boards. And most of them use the Espressif ESP32, which is a very common little chip that supports both Wi-Fi and Bluetooth. So it's so common that there is actually firmware they put on that called NinaFW, Nina firmware, created by Arduino and supported by a lot of community members. And the way that we use that is that TinyGo runs on your application microcontroller, and then using this HCI protocol over the UART, using the serial interface, we can communicate with the wireless microcontroller. So now we have Bluetooth support on all of these boards right out of the box, today, right now, well, if you run the dev batch. So how Bluetooth works, the too long didn't read edition. So we have centrals. Centrals are like your notebook computer, your tablet, your mobile phone. They go scanning, looking for stuff out there. Then we have peripherals. Peripherals advertise their services. I'm a heart rate monitor. I'm a printer. I'm a smart light bulb. So the centrals connect to the peripherals and say, so what do you got? What are your services and characteristics that you offer? And these services and characteristics, some of them are well known, like, you know, your heart rate monitor, et cetera. That way, different companies and different manufacturers and different projects can use these same services and characteristics. So let's take a look at something, TinyScan, our first demo. So it's a Bluetooth war scanner as a conference badge. So where's my conference badge? So I do not have this running on the Gopher badge because I need some extra pins to actually connect. But it's an Adafruit Pi badge, which is a microchip ATSAM-D51 processor. It only has 256K of memory. Yes, 256 kilobytes of memory. So you know your typical Hello World in regular Go is 1.4 megabytes. And so luckily we have TinyGo. And then we're going to use the Adafruit Airlift Wi-Fi Featherwing, which is a little daughter board, sister board, friend board for the badge that contains the ESP32 processor. So let's take a quick look. Hopefully my, I forgot to check my video. Let's see if it works. I know that some people talked about how they don't like Make. I really like Make. All right, so there's my camera. So let's take a look here real fast. So here's the badge. Here on the back, you can see the little board with the ESP32 microcontroller. So let's go back over to our code. Let's take a look at the code, actually. Yes, I have internet. Amazing. Can you see this? It's kind of small. All right. So it looks just like your regular Go program because it, in fact, is a regular Go program. We're even importing like your basic gigantic memory-consuming packages like Funt, just to show we can. And we're using the TinyGo Bluetooth package. And then we're using another package called TinyTerm, which is part of the TinyGo ecosystem. It's just a relatively simple terminal for runs on any of these displays. Not as cool an anti-aliased, though. So what we're going to do is first we're going to initialize the terminal. We're going to output some information on that we're doing it. We're going to enable the Bluetooth adapter. Then we're going to start scanning. When we do the scanning, whenever we find a device, we're just going to print out what the device's address, its relative signal strength indicator, and if it has a name, and then output that. Okay, so that's all this is going to do. So let's see if this is going to work. So let's see, make tiny scan. Let's plug in the badge. Let's actually plug in the cable, because that works a lot better. Who here has forgotten to plug in a cable? Who here has not forgotten the plug-in? Do not raise your hand, you're a liar. Touché. I thought that some people got that like joke within a joke. All right. So here now we see, I flashed the board, and it's a little blurry. Let's get some focus here. So you can see there's the MAC addresses of some devices. Anybody have a Bluetooth device they want to turn on? Let's see, I'll turn on my phone. What could go wrong with that? All right, so I have some Bluetooth stuff on my phone, and I have a little advertiser that I can turn on. And you'll see here in a minute, been over a minute. Did I enable Bluetooth? Yes, I enabled Bluetooth. All right, well, you saw some other devices, so. Hopefully my phone is going to work, though, because I'm going to need that in a minute. All right. Oh, I have to unplug my battery, too. Let us continue, my friends. Let us continue. We have very little to do and lots of time. No, wait. Strike that. Reverse it. All right. So we saw this. Very good. We saw the code. We saw a demo. All right. Cube life. So now we saw what a central can do, right? It can scan, look for stuff. So now let's see Conway's game of life as an LED cube with Bluetooth control. So now, if you don't know about Conway's game of life, it's in the category of mathematics known as cellular automata. It's basically a zero-player game. It plays against itself. And I'm using a package called Vita from friend and collaborator Alessandro Cifatta. And I'll give you a quick demo. It's a very cool package written in Go. Oh, I need to slow it down because it's way too fast. So this is written in tiny Go and compiled to WebAssembly and running in your web browser. But I don't have time to talk about that right now. Just suffice to say, we're going to play six parallel games of life. And we're going to use Go channels to do it, to communicate between these six different universes that are all running on this same processor, which is an Adafruit Metro M4 Airlift with six Hub 75 displays. So the Adafruit Metro is pretty much the same processor as the badge. It just has slightly less RAM. And it has an onboard ESP32 processor. So then the Hub 75 panel is the typical LED panels that you see on billboards and other installations. And what we're going to do, let's take a quick look at our architecture here. Our primary processor is running the code to play the games of life. Then our UART is going to communicate via Bluetooth using the built-in ESP32. Then with the SPI, SPI interface, we're going to communicate with all of these six different panels so that they can communicate with each other. Let's take a very quick look at the hardware. Wait, where'd my camera go? I probably unplugged it. Okay, so this is the Life Cube, Cube Life.